Welcome to the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Football, rankings, debates, dad stuff, with your host, Justin Williams and Matt Renshaw.
And welcome, everyone, to this edition of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. I am your host, Justin Williams, and with me, as always, my good friend, Matt Renshaw. Matt, how are you today?
And I'm in a new studio. I feel like I've done like four different studios this year, but it's the power of Zoom and 2020.
Yeah,
we can do this wherever.
We're both in a couple of different studios today, if you will. Neither of them are ideal, but it's championship week. We couldn't skip it. We can't really do anything on Christmas Eve. Both got families and stuff to do, and just wasn't going to work out. So we apologize if the audio is a little different this week, but hopefully we can make up with some of the content that we're going to be delivering today. So, Matt, you got any family stories? Anything you want to share with the class?
Who's the podcast brought to you by, Justin?
The podcast is brought to you by DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
Check them out.
Oh, they've got customizable stuff. Have you seen that? Like, I retweeted it. It's amazing. They are just growing, and it is clearly the best tool out there for Dynasty football players.
Yeah, the thing they're pushing out right now is their updated rankings for all different kinds of league sizes and formats, and it's definitely worth checking out. So,
if you're a governor, it's worth having.
Absolutely. You can find them on Twitter, and you can find that post on Twitter. It's at Dynasty Dads or at Dynasty Trade Calculator. Matt, family story. Roll with it.
Family story. So, my middle daughter, she is three. She's having a hard time napping. And rather than nap, she has just decided to destroy things while she's supposed to be sleeping. So, yesterday, she was in her room. It was quiet. We thought they were asleep. The wife and I had a meeting for about 45 minutes. Went up to check on her after that 45-minute meeting, and she had taken all of the hand sanitizer that is upstairs, which is like three or four bottles, all of the hand soap, which is upstairs, which is about another three or four bottles, and taken the lids off and spread it all over her bed, her sister's bed, the carpet, a toy chest, her pillows, her sheets. Yeah. So that was fun. I don't know how you punish a child for doing something like that. So
we've got to figure in the closet.
We've had to figure that out. Well, no, I mean,
it worked for Harry Potter. Look how he turned out.
He lived under the stairs,
which was kind of a closet.
Okay.
It is.
And then today, we're obviously not at home. We're at a different studio. We're at my in-law's house, and we put her down for a nap. And this time, she got into spot shot, like shot, like deodorant stick type stuff, and dug all of that out and spread that all over the bathroom walls and shoes and a bunch of stuff. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. If anybody would like a three-year-old, starting bids.
No, I can't do that.
I won't sell it. I won't do that. But yeah, that's what we're dealing with. I don't know how, if anybody's got advice on, you know, my kid was a spreader of things as well. Here's how we handled it. That's been my 2 days.
Sounds like you got a little miniature vandal on your hands.
She's not stealing stuff.
Well, she's a vandal. That's not what vandal.
Oh, that's right. Vandal. You're right. That's right. You're right. Klepto is what came to mind for me. Vandal. Spray paint. Don't give this girl spray paint.
There you go.
Tagging stuff with spot shot. Smells good and is slippery.
Oh boy, there's a joke there, but it's a PG show.
What about you?
Well, my kids haven't like ruined a bunch of things, except for my adult life. But the
congratulations on that.
Kidding, by the way. Kidding. The thing that we did as a family is we went out to there's a local ballpark in town here, and they like to
We're gonna do that.
They did the big light show, right? So they have this they fill the whole parking lot with all these Christmas lights and decorations. You turn the radio on to a certain channel. you play Christmas music and you go through. Really fun. It was actually the second time we've done it. We did it last year, did it this year. And it was really a good time. It was actually pretty, you could tell they actually put a lot of the money back into it. It made it a lot better. The kids loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Good. Yeah, we're doing that on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good time. Totally recommend it. And it was actually nice. It's better than like going through a neighborhood or whatever and just hoping you see some cool decorations, which is something I know a lot of families do. But this was way safer. You're paying attention. You know, everybody's doing the same thing. And it was a really, really good time. So I had a good time. My daughter learned the, have you ever heard that song? It's like a 20-second song. Like a little girl singing, "I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas."
Yeah.
You know that one? Yeah. They play that song. And so she's been singing that like ever since she heard it for the first time. She thought it was just,
she asking for a hippopotamus for Christmas?
No, she's asking for, she's really big into Minnie Mouse. So she's asking for a mini toy. So Santa's
just going to get her a smaller toy.
Yeah. If she was a little older, I would have, I thought she was going to get it. I would do it, but yeah, we had a couple of things stacked up and ready to go. So it'll be a good Christmas.
Are you guys doing anything? Like, what's your Christmas look like?
Usually what we like to do is we like to wake up as a family, open some presents, especially the ones from Santa. Cause we do the whole thing where Santa only brings one present per kid. And then we give them the rest of them. They know that. We would usually do that. And then the grandparents would come over afterwards, kind of join us for breakfast, bring some presents of their own, kind of hang out for, you know, probably until about mid-afternoon. And then that's it. That's usually our whole thing. It's a little different this year, unfortunately, because my mom and dad won't be able to join us because they usually watch my brother-in-law, my sister, my brother-in-law's kids, and my brother-in-law came down with COVID. And so now they're like, they were too close contact, so they don't want to come over, which is good. I mean, it makes sense. So Christmas sucks this year, but it'll be way better next year. It is nice. What it is. We'll do the whole FaceTime thing.
Cool. Yeah, we'll do our family. I think we're doing with my parents Christmas Eve, and then we'll do our family Christmas morning, and then after we're done with our family, we'll come out to the in-laws and do that Christmas Day. So we try to get them all in relatively close to the same time. So
Christmas.
We don't have to travel far. Like, I talked to somebody whose parents are on the East Coast, and he's like, "Yeah, Christmas for me is different than most people." And I'm like, "I've never had to. My family has always been in the same town I'm in, so we've never really had to travel cross country, cross state to do anything. It's always been easy."
Well, Matthew, I think that does it for the family stories. I think it's time to really jump in head first, dive in, as they say.
Oh,
we got to talk about some actual NFL news. I mean, you know,
with the moron in Washington, or
okay, well, you know what? We might as well start off with a bang. Let's go there, because I think we're going to have different opinions on this, or at least start different reasons for outrage. So, Dwayne Haskins, this dude. He ends up getting fined by the NFL $40,000 today. $40,000.
Good.
Because there's a picture of him in a strip club having a great time by the looks of it. And he's not wearing a mask, right?
Right.
I got a couple different problems with this. Number one, numero uno. If you're in the club of any sort and you're taking pictures, get on out. The club ain't
for you. Is that a no-no?
That's a huge no-no. You don't take pictures. Hell, when I frequent these establishments.
It's a PG show.
Most of the time, you don't even pull the phone out. And if you do even bring the phone into like the club area, you have it in your pocket, right? Some guys don't even bring a phone in. They leave it in the car. Pretty normal. You can't pull it out. The phone. You can't pull the phone out, Matt. Sorry. You can't pull your phone out. I don't know. It just seems weird. Number one, it seems weird to even have to wear a mask in a club. Anybody that's doing it, you probably shouldn't be there if you feel like you need a mask. I'm just gonna say.
Have you seen the picture?
Yeah, dude. I'm looking at the picture right now, and he looks like he's having an amazing time. I can't believe that, it. There's a girl.
I don't
on his
know
lap.
If he should be. I don't there's, know if he should be worried about COVID or pink eye.
Man, there's a girl on his lap. There's another girl that's doing her thing, twerking as the kids call it, and he has bundles of money in his hands, and so there's this girl that's just spending cash.
Here's my problem with it. you know, whatever. You want to do your own thing, whatever, do your thing. If that's what you like, cool. Here's the issue. Your head coach has cancer. Like, legit is recovering from cancer. COVID, from what I've heard, been told, whatever, is pretty bad for people with autoimmune issues. And I think being in under chemo and cancer treatment is one of those. So, like, this is probably the biggest middle finger to Ron Rivera, who, by all accounts, is well-liked across the NFL, well-liked in Washington. Like, it was doubtful that Haskins was back next year in Washington. It's even, like, he's done. He's done after this year. I'm surprised they didn't cut him now. But with the quarterback issues that they've got, it makes sense that they're keeping him. But there's no way he's back. Right?
I don't think there's a way that he's back. I think we're going the whole next level as far as, like, saying this is a big middle finger to his head coach. Like, I doubt Ron Rivera was in this guy's mind at this point in time. Like, I don't think that was any part of it. Indirectly, maybe. Yeah, it's obviously irresponsible. No one's going to argue that. But I don't think it was directly irresponsible towards Rivera. I think that's a little strong.
But okay,
that's just me.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I'm terribly jealous. I mean,
did he go by himself or did he go with any teammates?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
He just got beat by – who did he get beat by?
I don't remember.
They lost, and his thought is, I'm going to go strip club. Whatever.
Works for James Harden, you know.
Maybe. He's good, though, from what I understand about basketball.
Can you believe it? Basketball is back this week. Did you watch any of the games yesterday? No?
No, I told you this. I watched the finals, and that's it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I won't even watch it on Christmas. Tonight.
You're crazy. Christmas games are the best games.
I'm watching football on Christmas.
I mean, I'll watch football too. I'm not hating on it. It's just basketball's – Christmas is like made for basketball.
You can watch the last 5 minutes of a basketball game, and you're fine because that's when all the action happens anyway, right?
Sure. I mean, you can say the same thing for almost any major sport, but okay.
Not true. 5 minutes in baseball is like three pitches.
Julio Jones didn't practice Wednesday. Jones was limited to side work with the training staff. Interim head coach Raheem Morris said Jones is a little bit closer than where he was last week. Jones said he doesn't plan to be shut down for the final two games. The Falcons will use the entire week before making a decision on Jones' status. Falcons play in KC Sunday afternoon, 4-10 record for Atlanta, which I was not aware.
Top five pick.
Amazing. But what will they do with it? You know what I mean? Just like this team is like destined
they're gonna
have to be terrible forever.
They're gonna draft a quarterback. Matt Ryan is done. After his contract does up after next year, he's gonna get a rookie behind him, and off we go. We start the new round in Atlanta. They're gonna have a new head coach. He's gonna pick his heir apparent to Matt Ryan. It's over.
Probably. I mean, Calvin Ridley is a freaking monster. We know that. But past that, man, it's a weird team. It's a really weird team. Doesn't seem like it has a lot of culture and a lot of direction right now. Should be interesting to see what their offseason looks like.
Okay, so my question to you is, you're a Julio Jones owner.
Governor.
Governor, sorry. Rosterer. He's on your team. What are you trading Julio Jones for? Like, what is his trade value to you as a governor of Julio Jones?
Well, that's assuming first that I want to trade him, and I don't think I would. But if I were to be looking for suitors, I would think that I'd be looking for – Julio Jones is absolutely worth a first-round pick, in my opinion, right? I haven't looked at DTC. I don't know what they're asking for, what his price is, but I'm on that first-round train, whatever it is. Hello?
DTC has its value right around between 108 and 110.
108 and 110. Okay. So that's – I was right there. I can hear you now. You're good. So 108 to 110 seems about right to me.
I There is no way, shape, or form that I'm trading 108 to 110 for Julio.
Okay. Why not?
Because how many games did he miss this year? He's getting older. Calvin Ridley is clearly the alpha there now.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that. But Julio Jones still has a lot left in the tank. I mean, I feel like we did this last week. We talked about running. I can't remember which running back it was. Once they hit 30, you know, they were done. Julio Jones is 31 years old.
You want to know who we're talking about? The title of the show, Mr. Mark Ingram.
Ah, that's right. That's right.
Worth a second round pick.
In the right situation with the right roster construction, I'm not going to do this all over again. Julio Jones, go ahead.
Well, are you healthy?
Am I healthy?
Yeah.
I'd like to – well, I mean, everyone's definition of healthy is a little different, I suppose.
Okay. But, like, you're not like – and you don't have a torn ACL or a shoulder joint or something that would keep you out of real estate.
Not one that's diagnosed, no.
Okay, so if your boss told you, yeah, just sit this one out even though you're healthy. What is that? Is that a good sign?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay. Mark Ingram, healthy scratch.
Right. I like how you completely pivoted the whole conversation. We're talking about Julio Jones. Julio Jones has, let's see, he has 10 plus targets in 4 games this season. He's played, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He's played 9 games. So that's a pretty good ratio. Definitely still part of that offense. Over 130 yards in 3 games. 94 yards here, 97 yards there. Only 3 touchdowns. So definitely the touchdowns have hurt his production this year as far as a fantasy asset goes. But, boy, I think it'd be crazy to trade him away for 110. That doesn't make sense to me. Makes no sense to me. But – it is what it is.
He's one of those guys that you're gonna ride him till the end.
Sure. Wide receivers don't shut down as quickly as running backs do. You know that.
No, I do. You're right.
NFL Network's Tom Pelissero probably reports that Josh Gordon failed the terms of his conditional reinstatement. This is terrible news. Gordon was reinstated earlier this month and was set to rejoin the Seahawks for the stretch run. That won't happen now. Gordon has reportedly suffered a setback with substance abuse, and he can no longer practice or play in games indefinitely. If Gordon did, in fact, have a substance abuse setback and not something more minor within the terms of his conditional reinstatement, then, well, stop me if you've heard this before, his days in the NFL are likely done. Gordon last played in week 15 of 2019.
Which wasn't that long ago.
No. It sure wasn't. If you're a Josh Gordon governor, I can't even imagine a format to where it would make sense to hold on to him. It makes no sense to me. It hasn't made sense to me for a year. For years, I should say.
Yeah, I'm out. Which, I was one of those that was constantly holding everywhere. I'm out. Thanks, yeah. Josh. Hope you get better. Hope you get the help you need.
Yeah, you almost have to check out. Like, there's not really much other option. No one's buying Josh Gordon. And if you are buying Josh Gordon, you have to be in a really, really fun situation. Like, deep, deep rosters. Deep rosters.
Or you're Josh Gordon yourself.
Or his mama. Josh Gordon mama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
C.J. Beathard will be the 49ers' Week 16 starter at QB. Nick Mullins needs elbow surgery. Jimmy G will practice but not play. And Josh Johnson is on the COVID-19 list. Beathard's 11th career start will come against the Cardinals' defense, permitting the 12th fewest passing yards. Let's see. George Kittle could be returning, but Beathard's supporting cast will be severely limited by injury. The 49ers have also signed Josh Rosen off of the Bucs practice squad. Josh Rosen was a name that we haven't talked about for quite a while. I remember when he was a rookie, we were both really high on him.
I want to see Rosen.
I think I want to see Rosen
in San Francisco. I want to see what Shanahan can do with Rosen.
It would be really interesting to see. As far as like fantasy relevance goes, I mean, you always want to be a week ahead rather than a week late. I guess if you're a super flex league, maybe. But Rosen's going to have to actually get an opportunity the next couple of weeks to show anything and get any kind of chance in 2021, right?
Jalen Hurts did.
Right, yeah. Well, he had a little bit of a different situation, but okay.
Well, one of them is a first-round pick, Justin, and one of them was not.
Jalen Hurts was the QB1 in all of fantasy last week, 338 yards in the air, 3 passing touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 63 on the ground with another touch. Are you ready to admit that Jalen Hurts is better than you thought, or do you want to continue in your stubborn ways, Matt?
How long have you known me?
Yeah, true. It's very true.
I'm not – no. One of his touchdowns was in the flat, dink and dunk. Here's your touchdown. Stop it. The other two were 6 yards in the back of the – like, give me a break. Yes, he threw for – he threw for his 338 inflated yards, and he ran for – his rushing yards and rushing touchdowns are what are carrying him. Get out of here.
Sure.
If you can say the Mark Ingrams were the second-round pick, I can say that Jalen Hurts is not a very good – Jalen Hurts is probably a better running back than Mark Ingram. Right now.
Probably. That's probably true.
And he can throw the ball in the flat.
Jalen Hurts is going to win people championships. You realize that, right?
Oh, yes. Wait.
I'm serious. Like, he got – he won people some – he won – dude, he's been amazing over the last, what, 3 weeks? Lights out.
Two. He's only played two.
I'm just saying. Jalen Hurts is going to win somebody a championship next week, and it's going to be pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. I think you're just sour because you're realizing that Ezekiel Elliott is no longer a good running back. Jaguars coach Doug Marrone said he plans to rest James Robinson in practice this week. The Jaguars will be cautious with Robinson after he left week 15 with an ankle injury. Robinson told Marrone he wants to play and feels he will be healthy enough to be out there on Sunday. Robinson is unlikely to practice before Thursday and seems destined for a questionable tag.
James Robinson, RB1. Can you imagine Trevor Lawrence and James Robinson in the same backfield?
Oh goodness.
Gives me shivers. People are saying sell. People are saying sell James Robinson. Why? Are you serious?
Because he's not a sexy
name. Dude is an
RB1.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
If his name was like Sony Robinson, everybody would be all over it.
But like Nick. Nick Robinson's a disappointment.
That's a terrible name. Right from the
James jump. Robinson is nah.
Latavius Robinson. Like that would be a name. People would be all over that. Julio Robinson.
Oh.
There you go. That's a good
Rob,
one.
Rob Robinson.
Rob Robinson would be a good one. There we go. See if they could just change their names. Right?
Like, if DeAndre Swift was doing what James Robinson was doing, everyone would be like, oh, my gosh, he's better than Saquon. Oh, he's the man. Blah, blah, blah. Like, the Jaguars suck, and this dude's putting up RB1 numbers. Do you know how hard that is to do on a terrible team, to be an RB1 as an undrafted rookie? Like, give me all the James Robinson. I will gladly buy James Robinson.
I would gladly buy a JoJo Robinson, Laquan Robinson. I think that'd be a good one.
James Robinson sounds sneaky athletic.
But he's not. He's just obviously athletic. It's weird. Derek Carr has been limited in practice this week. We'll see how it goes this week. Were Coach John Gruden's words after both Carr and Marcus Mariota got in reps on Tuesday. It's a bit of a surprise after Carr could barely walk after being forced from last Thursday's loss to the Chargers. RotoWorld.com.
Stop rotoing. Start roto-worlding.
It's guessing that we will see Mariota under center on Saturday night against the Dolphins. What say
you? Of course you will. You should. Are you serious? Mariota looked good. Mariota's going to get a starting – well, he's under contract next year for the – I'd rather Mariota than Winston. Yeah, I would too next year. Like, if he's in a system that plays to his strengths, you can – Marcus Mariota is better than Jalen Hurts. Is that a hot take?
Yeah. By far.
Marcus Mariota may win people championships.
Sure. Maybe. We'll see. Travis Kelce needs a mere 60 yards this week to break the single-season record for receiving yards by a tight end, currently sitting at 1,318 yards on the season, averaging 94 yards per game. He has two games to do it. Definitely going to hit that. Travis Kelce, best tight end in NFL history.
Ooh.
I said it.
Ooh, Tony Chief fans.
And I am not a Chiefs fan.
NFL history?
NFL history.
You think he's better than Witten?
Yeah. Yeah.
Think he's better than Kittle?
Yeah, I said best tight end in NFL history. So no matter what name you name, I'm going to stick with my answer, Matt. But that's Kittle, how that works.
He's going to break the record set by Kittle. You don't think Kittle becomes the best tight end in NFL history?
Maybe.
I do. If you're saying Kelsey's the best in NFL history, mm-hmm. I'm going to say Kittle finishes the best in NFL history then.
Sure, maybe. I mean, he'll have his chance, right? We're going to find out.
Because he's a stud.
Sure. And Travis Kelce isn't?
If his name was like Travion Kelce.
Speaking of cool names, Bills coach Sean McDermott said that Stephon
Diggs. That's a cool name? Stephon Diggs
was the one. Sorry. Oh. Shouldn't have led like that. Bills coach Sean McDermott said cool name Stephon Diggs will take part in Wednesday's practice. It's a good sign for Diggs, who left late in Saturday's win. The Bills play on Monday night, so we won't know Diggs' official participation until Buffalo releases their injury report on Thursday. The early signs are Diggs avoided a serious injury. Love to see it.
Yeah, he's the best. He's the best wide receiver that Minnesota's had in years, and Absolutely. He's clearly showing that. In Buffalo.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. Nobody better in Minnesota.
Nobody. Sure. Nobody better. In the last 15 years.
Right.
He could be the best Vikings wide receiver ever.
Yeah. Diggs never finished behind Adam Thielen in receptions or yards. I mean, that's poppycock.
He's just more talented.
Right. Right. Just way more talented. Not as sneaky athletic, but way more talented.
More talented. Absolutely.
Right. There's not a scenario that you wouldn't start Diggs if he's active, right?
No, isn't he like wide receiver 3 on the year? No, I'm absolutely starting Diggs. Okay. Dude gets peppered with targets.
I believe we reported last week, fastest receiver to hit 1,000. Was it 1,000 yards? No. 100 receptions?
100 receptions.
100 receptions on the season. So,
you know who was right behind him?
Who was right behind him, Matt?
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen. We're going to talk about him in a minute. The Tampa Bay Times reports that Ronald Jones, who is suffering from COVID-19 and a finger, is expected to miss Week 16 against the Lions. Coach Bruce Arians confirmed as much Tuesday afternoon. Jones was placed on the COVID list last Wednesday. Even if he has been symptom-free, he is ineligible to practice before Saturday when the Bucs visit the Lions. Also dealing with a broken left pinky, it is not an impossibility that Jones gets cleared, but fantasy managers need to be making other plans. Leonard Fournette will continue to lead the Bucs unimpressive Rojo-less committee.
That stinks. The Bucs are so much better with Ronald Jones.
I think so, too. It really
so
stinks
much
for,
better.
I feel like Leonard Fournette governors were really, really caught holding the bag there. I mean, because Fournette got cut really late, correct me if I'm wrong, got cut really late in the offseason, picked up by the Bucs. Everyone got a little excited because, okay, Fournette and in Tampa Bay, Rojo hasn't looked great. You got Tom Brady there to kind of help, you know, at least spread the field a little bit. Maybe this works out for Fournette, and nothing happened. You got nothing out of Fournette. Nothing. Len was
he's probably one of the biggest disappointments.
Yeah, has to be. Has to be. Fell off a cliff value-wise. Let's see, moving on. We got Keenan Allen. He was held out of Tuesday's practice. It's not a great start to Allen's Week 16 following last Thursday's debacle. But Allen was never going to practice much this week. There have not been reports of him suffering a setback against the Raiders. Allen will be on 10 days rest when the Bolts host the Broncos on Sunday. Matt, Keenan Allen was all over Twitter pregame talking about
don't bench starting. Me. Yeah.
And,
don't bench me.
He had his worst game of the year. Yeah. Worst game of the year.
I started him. I thought it bit me. I was like, I'm done. But when a man looks a camera in the eye and says, don't bench me, I listen.
Right.
Right. You have to.
It was, my goodness. It's a terrible, terrible turn of events for Keenan Allen.
So bad.
Especially at a pivotal time in fantasy seasons as well with the playoffs full swing. And my goodness, to have a game like that after saying you're not going to.
And he looked – I mean, he looked bad. He looked limped, and you could tell something was definitely off with him. He couldn't separate. Yeah. Oh, he'll be back. He's a wide receiver one.
I think – I agree. I think so too. I hope he bounces back this week against the Broncos. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of really angry Keenan Allen supporters.
Governors.
Sure. Jaguars coach Doug Marrone wouldn't name a starting quarterback for Week 16 against Chicago.
Marrone's a terrible coach.
Gardner Minshew and Mike Glennon are splitting reps in practice. Whoever has the best week between the two will start. Minshew is coming off of a blowout loss to the Ravens where he took 5 sacks and lost a fumble, while Glennon was benched in Week 14 after averaging 3.7 yards per attempt. Regardless who starts, Jacksonville skill players should be avoided outside of James Robinson. With the Jets winning in Week 15, the Jaguars have a 74% chance at the number one overall pick.
Trevor Lawrence, James Robinson. Do you think Doug Marrone is waiting to, like, just stand there and go, Gardner Minshew, I choose you, and, like, throw a football at him or something?
I would. I mean, that's all I would
know.
Do.
I know you would. Every week you'd do that.
Absolutely. Carry around little Pokeballs with me. Just throw them at him right at the head.
Like, how do you think that giraffe is any better than Gardner Minshew? By the way, I should have told this for my kid's story.
Mike Longneck Glennon.
Should have told this for my kid's story. My son has a draft that he likes, I guess, all of a sudden. And I told my daughter, hey, give me that Mike Glennon over there. And she picked up the draft. She knew exactly what I was talking about. Give me Cooper's Mike Glennon. The draft? Yep, that's the one. Bring it over here. Sorry. That's not fair to Mike Glennon. That's probably not fair to drafts either.
Let's see what else we got. You want to do a little Who to Realist?
Listen, I love Who to Realist.
Who to Realist. Keep in mind these are all season highs or lows. I got Drew Brees sub 500 completion percentage or Jalen Hurts 3 passing touchdowns.
What's the realist?
Gross. What's the realist? What are we going to see more of? I think the answer is really obvious.
Me too.
But you're not going to do it.
Drew Brees is on the downhill of his career.
Yeah.
And Taysom Hill is the man.
Ah.
So Drew Brees is definitely the realist because there's no way Jalen Hurts does what he does ever again.
You're stupid.
What? I'm not picking Hurts. I'm sorry. Call me petty. Whatever. I'm not doing it.
How about J.D. McKissick's 100-plus yards from scrimmage or Tony Pollard's?
Again in their career?
Who to realist, Matt?
Pollard.
I think Dallas has something there. I really do. He's better than Zeke.
I've read some things because I love to do big trades in the offseason or things that could happen. Somebody said Zeke to the Jets for a second. Who says no? Because the Jets have a ton of cap
Elliott's
room,
agent.
An obvious need. And I'm like, oh. But in the second, you could draft a running back at the top of the second, save a ton of money, sign Dak to his big, stupid contract. Yeah.
I think Zeke needs a change of scenery here. I think I think you got to be looking at Tony and just really falling in love. The dude, whenever he gets a shot, he does really, really well. Looks so good.
Stop it. He's had multiple weeks where he's not looked good.
I like it. I like what
they played. Who'd they play?
I think you're just mad because he doesn't wear his shirt like halfsies. He doesn't have like a half shirt kind of thing going on. As Zeke does. Is that the problem? Is that what your problem is?
No.
He wears a full shirt.
His name's Tony. His name was like Traquan.
Brings you back to the Romo years or what?
No, because he had a cool last name.
That's true.
Pollard sounds like just gross.
How about Antonio?
If it was James Robinson, I would be super excited.
How about Antonio Brown's touchdown or Keenan Allen's 2.6 points?
AB's touchdown.
You think that's more real?
Yeah. You just said Keenan Allen has worst week on the year. I truly believe that Keenan Allen has 3 years of wide receiver one production left, especially with Justin Herbert. Yeah, that's not going to happen again. I'm starting him this week if he plays.
Justin Jefferson is hoping to have a Merry Christmas this week as he is closing in on the Vikings record of most receiving yards from a rookie wide receiver. Jefferson needs 132 yards versus the Saints to one-up legendary wideout Randy Moss. Jefferson has topped 132 yards in a game 3 times this season. Remarkable.
Rookie of the year?
No,
it's Herbert.
I was going to say only because he's not a quarterback.
I don't know. James Robinson could be rookie of the year.
He really could be. He really, really, really could be. But he won't be because he's not a quarterback.
He's undrafted.
Right. Justin Jefferson is he one of those wide receivers from this rookie class that's just completely untouchable at this point? Like, I can't see a position as to like why anybody would say, oh no, you should be trading him away.
Let me ask the guy that traded for Justin Jefferson and owns him in a league, or sorry, governed him in a league, or has him rostered in a league. Justin, would you trade Justin Jefferson?
Absolutely.
Or is it just because his name's Justin, you like love him?
Well, no, there's no way. Justin Jefferson fell into this amazing spot for a rookie wide receiver. He's almost a clone of Stephon Diggs. Like, he looks a lot like a young Stephon Diggs, right? And we know Diggs is great. He's a great wide receiver. Justin Jefferson's not that far off from that. I really don't think
he's cheaper.
He's much cheaper. I don't know why you'd sell him. There's no reason to sell him.
So are you telling me Justin Jefferson is outshining Adam Thielen?
They're very different wide receivers, but okay. I mean,
well, for years you told me that Thielen was
worth a lot more.
For years you told me Thielen was better than Diggs. Now that Jefferson's in tow, are you going to tell me Jefferson's better than Thielen?
No, Adam Thielen is better than Justin Jefferson, 100%. As a football wide receiver, yes, but they're very different wide receivers. What is your problem with Adam Thielen? I feel like you wait until he's not putting up great numbers, and then you mention like how much you despise Adam Thielen for no reason at all.
For years I've said Diggs is Adam better than Thielen.
Yeah, and now when they were in the same predicament, the same roster, the same position,
it's not a new stance for me.
It was pretty fitty.
It's not a new stance for me to say that I don't like Thielen. That's not new. I've said that for years.
Who's the better quarterback, like right now? Like playing football right now?
Quarterback or wide receiver?
Is it Cousins? No, quarback. Is it Cousins or Josh Allen right now today?
Josh Allen.
Thank you. Devontae Parker was limited in Tuesday's practice as Mike Gesicki, probably, and Jakeem Grant, assuredly. None of the three suited up in Week 15, but they all seem to have a decent shot at return against the Raiders on Saturday evening. Quarterback Tua, receiver corpse, is laughably thin right now. Parker would
be... Can't say Tonga Vailoa?
No, I can't. Parker would be in the low-end wide receiver two mix if he can get cleared for an all-systems-go matchup. You buying that, Matt?
Lynn Bowden, produced.
He's going to be a thing.
I mean, five of six. Dude, I don't know if you've seen the video. It's all over Twitter. He makes the first man miss all the time. All the time.
He's talented, just off the field, kind of a bonehead.
Yeah, and they got – yeah. He, you know who he'd be good for? The Raiders.
No, that's the worst thing that could happen to him.
That's who drafted him, Justin.
I know. It's the worst thing that could have happened to him. This is good. He's on a team with little competition. I mean, he's looking good.
There's no boneheads for the Raiders anymore.
Yeah, sure.
We got rid of them all.
Right, right. Go Broncos. Vikings running back Alexander Mattison is in on the concussion protocol. Just back from an
– Who?
Alexander Mattison?
Cares. Who cares? Dude is useless. Get out of here. Give Cook all the carries.
Mattison now has precious little time to get cleared for Friday's game against the Saints. We would not expect to see him out there on Christmas Day. Mattison is week to week, and according to Matt, oh so weak.
Like what's his name?
Alexander Mattison.
It doesn't matter what his name is. He's not going to do anything in Minnesota.
Speaking of doing nothing, Jalen Reagor is practicing Wednesday. Reagor had a season-high 5 catches before going down with an ankle injury in Sunday's loss. Practicing this early in the week puts him on track for a favorable matchup with the Cowboys secondary in Week 16. Jalen Reagor, Matt, was on your hot takes list. You picked him as your prediction for top wide receiver for the rookie class.
Yeah.
What do you see for Jalen Reagor in 2021?
Well, hopefully he has a new quarterback.
Hey.
I like Reagor. I liked Reagor because there were no other options in Philly. I think he's okay. I think he's one of those undervalued guys from a draft class. The year 5 wide receiver breakout is apparently a thing. So maybe that could be, it could be his career path. I still have faith, and I'll probably have faith for the next 5 years.
Wow. That's a hell of a prediction.
I like
faith for 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know why that tickles me, but it does. Of all the crazy things I've said, I think that outshines all of them.
Recency bias.
For 5 years.
I'm not ready to give up on N'Keal Harry yet, either.
Not 6, not 4. Five.
2026, I'll be ready to say that Reagor is done.
Oh, my goodness. That was funny. Boy, oh, boy. Derrick Henry is just the 4th player in NFL history with at least 1,500 rushing yards and 15 rushing touchdowns in consecutive seasons. To celebrate, Matt, we're going to play a name game.
All right.
So I should mention. Go ahead.
Can I talk about Derrick Henry?
Sure.
For years.
I was setting you up.
For years. I know. For years, I hated Derrick Henry.
Right.
I didn't want anything to do with Derrick Henry. Thought he was a bust. This year, I have changed my tune, and I'm ready to give Derrick Henry the props that he deserves. So maybe someday Adam Thielen will get the same treatment. But go ahead. Name game with Derrick Henry.
It should be mentioned before I start, Derrick Henry is only 26 years old. Okay. And he is, according to DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
He is their running back 9 in dynasty circles. Okay.
Okay.
This is going to be interesting. Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley?
How old's Barkley?
Younger 23? Than Derrick Henry. I'd say probably, 23 or 24.
Probably Barkley. Yeah, I'm going to say Barkley.
Derrick Henry or Josh Jacobs?
Derrick Henry.
Yeah. DeAndre Swift?
Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Nick Chubb?
Chubb.
Wrong. Ezekiel Elliott?
You know this answer.
Say it.
Zeke.
Oh, my God.
They are. Yep,
I can't believe Zeke. You went there. I didn't think you were going to do it. I should have known better. Yeah, I should have known better. I thought you were going to be real with our listeners.
I am real. Who the realist? Zeke.
Derrick Henry or J.K. Dobbins?
Henry.
Derrick Henry, James Robinson.
I think this one's going to shock you. James Robinson.
Oh. Now, if James Robinson had a cooler name, I would consider it. I can't do it right here. How many times does Derrick Henry have to prove us wrong before we put him like as the RB like 1 or 2?
I don't know if you know this, Justin, but eventually, if you say the same thing over and over and over for years, it eventually happens.
Right, like Ezekiel Elliott being good.
It will eventually happen that Derrick Henry will not be – Zeke led the league in rushing for 3 years. Shut up.
Okay. Matt, you know, I think I can feel you're a little heated. You're a little perturbed. I'm going to let you go ahead and let's just do the Wrench Our Renegades. Here we go. Renegades, Renegades, yeah!
Last week, Lynn Bowden got 9 points. Cole Kmet let everybody down. But he had 100% reception rate. 3.2 points. So this week, going to go a little outside the box. I don't think I've done a quarterback all year. I'm going to do a quarterback and a running back. Start off with the quarterback. Andy Dalton, rostered in less than 50% of leagues, put up teen points. He's the guy. I mean, Jalen Hurts isn't out there. Marcus Mariota isn't out there. If you're desperate for a quarterback, like desperate, Andy Dalton fits. Running back, Ito Smith, who was just literally named, I don't know why this wasn't in your headlines, named the starting running back in Atlanta. Todd Gurley has been backed up, has been benched, has been put out to pasture. Ito Smith, rostered in 23% of leagues. Go pick him up. Starting running back available to you. What do you do with Todd Gurley, Justin?
I don't know, man. I really don't know. What's his contract look like in Atlanta?
It was a 1-year deal. He's done after this year.
Yeah. He's too good not to get picked up somewhere. But, I mean, I really don't think that we should expect much out of him.
Don't you say running backs are a dime a dozen.
I do.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Gurley was not in the league next year.
No, that's – no. Somebody will do something with him. Somebody will do something.
I mean, if Mark Ingram is in the league, I guess.
It's like the fifth time you brought up Mark Ingram. If you're a team like
these scripts.
If you're a team like the Jets and you're actually run properly, and Todd Gurley's sitting there and willing to accept a league minimum deal, you know, Frank Gore's moved on. Like, are you gonna roll with Ty Johnson or Todd Gurley?
We already talked about the Jets are gonna trade a second round pick for Zeke Elliott,
right? I'm just saying, like, there's spots for Todd Gurley. He's good enough. It the problem is with running backs is there's too many, middle of the road guys, and Todd Gurley's not that.
He's not a middle of the road guy.
I don't think so. I think he's proven that he's capable of being elite. His elite years are obviously past him, but he was capable. He's done that before. Him with the Rams was crazy to watch.
I think I'm going to shock you here because I'm usually on team running back. But James Robinson, like these undrafted guys, are proving that you don't need a big-name running back. Tony Pollard was a fourth-round pick and put up more points this week than Zeke's put up all year. Like, you can get good running backs late in the draft. You don't have to overpay for them. Sorry, Gurley. Like, if I'm running a team, I'll take an opportunity on a late-round running back, then pay Todd Gurley $9 million to come try to play for me for a year.
I think most people would.
It's sad. I'm sad for Todd Gurley, but.
So who are your hot takes again, or not your hot takes, excuse me, your Wrench on Renegades again then for this week?
Andy Dalton and Ito Smith.
There we go. Just want to put a bow on that. Before we let everybody go, Matt, I have to mention there is the score is actually reporting some pretty big news here. Well, there's two headlines. Dwayne Haskins is no longer a captain. Washington has made the move after his COVID-19 violation this week. I was surprised to learn that he was a captain.
Yeah.
Also, Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster has decided to stop dancing on opponents' logos during warmups.
Oh, weird. I wonder what made that decision happen.
That's a lot of people, their fantasy matchups this week. That was all over Twitter.
His one reception for negative 11 yards.
He flew, too.
Dude's getting dragged. Dragged on Twitter.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. Did he announce via TikTok that he was done doing TikTok dances?
I'm not sure how the announcement was made, but I did find it pretty humorous. Matt, I challenge you to watch some basketball tonight. Enjoy it. Try to get into it. It's really a fun thing.
How are the Warriors, the San Francisco Warriors?
The San Francisco Warriors did not look very good. They looked really, really bad. It's kind of hard. I think Steph Curry is learning that it's really hard to carry a team when you don't have four All-Stars with you. the Nets looked really good, and Kevin Durant is back. Kevin Durant looked really, really good. And Kyrie is the best ball handler in all the league, 100% of the way.
But he thinks the world's flat.
It's debatable, Matt. It's debatable, you know.
Every other planet is round except for Earth.
That's right. That's right. Have you been there, Matt? Have you been to every other planet?
Nope. I haven't. It's hard for me to take basketball seriously because the regular season doesn't matter. It does.
Sure it does.
I don't know if we've had this discussion on. No, you can be a sub 500 team and make the playoffs. It does not matter.
What's the Cowboys division rest. Looking like? Who's leading that? What's their record?
That's not normal, though.
Oh, I see.
Every single year for the last 50 years, there's been a basketball team that made the playoffs with a sub 500 record.
Right, right.
And there's a reason that your all-stars, your best players can take games off and load management because the regular season doesn't matter.
Would you disagree with me when I say that the NBA, of all the professional leagues, has the best way of deciding, like, the best team winning? Like, every year, the best team, the absolute best team wins the championship.
No, baseball has that as well. They play seven-game series. It's not one game.
So does basketball.
I know. So that's my – I understand what you're trying to say is football, sometimes the best team doesn't win.
Yeah. There's a lot more – I think there's a lot more strategy in football. I really do. It's more of a matchups game, this and that. Yeah. In basketball, it's mostly centered around your players. In baseball, I mean, it's the tip always goes towards the team with the better pitchers, not always the better team. That's what I was trying to get
at. In basketball, the tip always goes to who has LeBron. You win.
No, who has more LeBrons?
LeBron's been in every finals for the last 15 years, hasn't he? Something like that?
It's pretty remarkable.
Okay.
Hell of a player. Better than Jordan.
When Michael played, Michael was in what? How many straight finals before he retired and unretired? Like,
right.
It's one player. Like, it's not the best team. It's the best team with one player.
I'd like you to take one look at Anthony Davis's stat line and tell me that is all one player. Anthony Davis was unarguably better and more valuable to the Lakers last year than LeBron James. 100%.
Okay, so you just made one player.
They're both really, really good.
Anthony.
It takes the best team to win the championship. Davis. You're silly. You get on these platforms and then you won't even budge. You won't even, no matter what kind of logic is thrown your way, you just won't move.
What's logical? They had two good players, so they're the best team because they had two good players.
They had more than two good players, but I really didn't think there was that much to debate. I really thought you were going to agree with me on that one. The best team wins basketball every season. Every season.
Okay,
Matt. I hope your Christmas sucks.
What? Because I don't agree with your basketball take? Yep. In any fantasy basketball leagues?
Well, just that four sport. I'm not really into fantasy basketball.
Hmm. Huh.
What? What?
You defend basketball so hard, but you're not in fantasy basketball. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't see the correlation. I love basketball. I love watching basketball. I love betting on basketball quite a bit. Yeah, I like real basketball, Matt. Not this fancy bullshit. All right. That does it for the show, Matt.
On that note, have a Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. Enjoy your Christmas. We will be back next week to probably watch Matt gloat about all the championships he wins and cry about the championships he loses. And we'll talk a little bit about the season, about your week 17 matches for those weirdos out there that have. Go ahead.
I got one question for you before we go here. Because this has been a hot topic on Twitter. how do you feel about split pots in championships?
Oh,
not
dude.
Split 50-50, but
I see you get a little bit of hate for that. That's crazy to me. Zero problem with split pots. I think if you want to split your pot, you go ahead and split the pot. The rest of the league has no say in it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's like a trade. Who cares? Two people are happy. The money's there. Like, and I'm not talking 50-50, but if there's $700 for first and second place and you split it 400, 300, great. Rather than 700 or 600, 100. Like,
yeah, I see like one guy accused, like say that opens up the door to
collusion.
It's like,
I'm like, are you serious?
Like, what are you talking about? Like, no, you have to post it so everybody's on the same page. It's like, that's what we do in our league, the league that I run.
Yep.
If there is a split, you're forced to post it on the message board so everyone can see it. It's not up for debate. It's not up for vote. Whatever those two decide is okay. I just want to know who I got to write the check
money.
To. Right.
Yeah. It's. I was just like, what? I would warn you both of collusion, and you may be kicked out of my league for making it to the championship game. Shut up. I
would gladly exit a league like that. That's stupid. Yeah. It makes no sense. You're not hurting anything. It's not collusion. You're still going to play it out. There's still going to be a champion and a sole champion. It's just the money is going to be divvied up.
Yeah, who cares? And it's right around the holidays. Like, I'm cool with splitting it. Split it. I was in two championships last year. I split it in both leagues. I won both leagues. I was super happy because I won. I'm the champion. I got 50 more bucks than the guy I beat. Okay, I got more than the guy I beat. I got trophies. I don't care.
I always offer, but I never get upset or debate when somebody says
they
no.
They say no.
It's like,
yeah,
okay,
I don't care.
That's fine. I've offered it to people before and they say no, thank you. And then I win. And then I
you
feel
know what
bad,
I do?
But I don't.
I rub it in their face. No.
Nah,
if I offer it and you decline and I win, I'd be like, oh, well, I'm not splitting it now. That sucks.
I'm never going to make fun of somebody for dying on their sword. You believed in your team. You believed you're going to beat me. You didn't work out. I'm not gonna dance on the grave. I'll just count my ones in the strip club with Dwayne Haskins.
Good way to wrap it up.
It's a full circle. It's a circle.
There you go.
Check out DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
For all your dynasty needs, shout out to DTC for the support and the podcast umbrella. This is amazing. We love you guys.
Yes.
Have a Merry Christmas, and we will check y'all next week.
We out.
Thanks for hanging out with us on another episode of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at Dynasty Dads. Visit us at our website, dynastydads.com, for articles, news, and notes, Dynasty Dads gear, and more.